No. Hey, look at this car.
Oh, beauty.
Well, isn't that neat? It's got to be a Ford.
No, it's not a Ford.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
And yet it's, and what is it?
I don't know, but it's not a Ford. I've been in one.
Excuse me.
We gotta ask her.
Good morning, Bainbridge Hospital. May I help you?
Thank you.
Dr. Horowitz, can you hold the line of business? Cambridge Hospital, can I help you?
Yes, Dr. Franklin and Dr. Tyler are both in a board meeting. Can I take a message, or would you like to clap by?
Yes.
Yes, I'm Dr. Malcolm Sayer. I have an appointment.
Take a seat, please. Cambridge Hospital, may I help you? Thank you. Cambridge Hospital, may I help you? I can connect you to the cafeteria, but then they will have to page you. All right, well, just thank you. Cambridge Hospital, may I help you? Well, Dr. Franklin and Dr. Tyler are both in the boardroom. I can take messages, or you can call back in about 45 minutes.
When you say people, you mean living people?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm here to apply for a research position in your neurology lab.
Neurology lab? We have an x-ray room.
This is a chronic hospital, doctor. Their position is for staff neurologist. You will be working with patients, people, yes.
Doctor.
Doctor.
The Carmel Institute? Tell me about that. Anything with patients there? Or...
Earthworms.
I'm sorry?
It was an immense project. I was to extract 1 decagram of myelin from 4 tons of earthworms.
Really?
Yes. I was on that project for 5 years. I was the only one who believed in it. Everyone else said it couldn't be done. It can't. I know that now. I proved it.
Maybe before St. Thomas. All research.
Wait. Certainly going to work.
Ben, we're totally understaffed, and we really
never work with human beings.
Dr. Gower, his research talents would be wasted here, sir. It wasn't a state law.
Excuse me, but I think you're clearly looking for somewhat more of a clinical background. As much as I need a job, there must be 100 more applicants suitable for this position. Thank you anyway.
Dr. Sayer, back in medical school. You couldn't have graduated medical school without some clinical experience. You took a pulse, you took a temperature, the diagnosis.
Oh.
Well, there you have it then. You do want the job, don't you? Hey, is this way, Doctor? You spend much time in chronic hospital? You'd remember.
Guess not, then.
Hey, Christina. You see, Doc, we got MS, Tourette's syndrome, Parkinson's disease. Some of them we ain't even got a name for.
How are you?
Excuse me, but what are all these people waiting for?
Nothing.
But how are they supposed to get well?
They're not. They're chronic. We call this place the garden.
Why?
Because all we do is feed and water them. Thanks, man.
Mr. Keene, I'd like to ask you...
I was born in 1911 in Kingsbridge, New York. I came here in July 1955. Prior to July 1955, I resided at the Brooklyn Psychiatric Center, Brooklyn, New York. Prior to that, I was a parson.
It's easier. You don't think it will, but it does.
Thank you. Morning, Doctor. I have a new arrival for you. She was brought in late last night. Here's her file.
Hello, I'm Dr. Sayer. Do you know where you are? Can you hear me?
Her name is Lucy Fishman. She was found by neighbors with her sister several days after her sister died. She has no other living relatives, and they say she has always been as she is now, with no response or comprehension. And yet...
a reflex.
If she batted it away, I might call it a reflex. But she didn't. As you can see, she caught it.
Still a reflex, Doctor.
I'm sorry. If you're right, I would agree with you. It's as if, having lost all will of her own in which to act, she borrows the will of the ball.
The will of the ball?
Excuse me.
You're trying to make a good impression, right, Doctor? You're trying to make a good impression. That's it, isn't it? You're still settling in. Miss Costello, will you see to it that Dr. Sayer's patients that are waiting outside are rescheduled for tomorrow?
Yes, sir.
Borrows the will of the ball. That's great. Okay. Thanks. Thank you. Okay. Let us know if she catches anything else.
No. I just wanted to say to you, I preferred your explanation, and that I'll look after things for you until it's settled in. Good night, Doctor.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Hi. I'm Dr. Sayer.
I'm Wahida.
Wahida. How are you today?
I'm fine, thank you.
Yes. Oh, sorry. What form?
Yes, I'll hold.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Okay, right. Three, four, two. Oh. Thank you. Hi. Hello.
Lucy, you're out of the hole. Lucy, you're almost there. Come on. Wait. Lucy. Here's the water, Lucy. The water is...
Dog, I could have done without.
Excuse me.
Hello.
Does he ever speak to you?
Of course not. Not in words.
He speaks to you in other ways? How do you mean?
You don't have children. No. If you did, you would know.
This is atypical schizophrenia.
Atypical hysteria, this one.
Atypical nerve impairment.
No change since last examination.
No change of therapy recommended. Very nice.
This one is no change, dated 9/11/44. Sorry.
That's 25 years. You'd think at a certain point all these atypical somethings would amount to a typical something.
Uh-huh.
But a typical what?
Doctor?
Yes?
You want to go for a cup of coffee somewhere or something? Tea?
Oh, normally I would say yes. I made other plans.
Right, right, right. Well, some other time.
Oh, yes.
I'm over here.
I'm right there.
Good night.
Night.
Sorry, Doctor. I thought someone left the lights on.
I found it. I found the connection. They all survived encephalitis years before they came here. See, in the 1920s.
That's very nice.
Isn't it wonderful?
Yes. I'll come back later.
Please.
Insubstantial as ghosts. Only, I guess, many of them were children then.
Yes. Children who fell asleep. Most died during the acute stage of the illness. Those who survived were awoke, seemed fine, as though nothing had happened. We just didn't realize how much the infection had damaged the brain. And years went by. 5, 10, 15. Before these strange neurological symptoms would appear. But they did. I began to see them in the early 1930s. Old people brought in by their children. Young people brought in by their parents. They could no longer dress themselves or feed themselves. They could no longer speak in most cases. So families went mad. People who were normal were now elsewhere.
What's it like to be them? What are they thinking?
They're not. The virus didn't spare their higher faculties.
We know that for a fact.
Yes.
Because?
Because the alternative is unthinkable.
I'm all for fixing this place up, but what are we doing?
I have a hunch.
Excuse me.
What's been stopping Lucy from crossing to the fountain?
Nothing.
Exactly. The visual field just stops. There's a void. There's no pattern, no visual rhythm. Nothing to compel her to keep going.
So we're making something.
Exactly.
All right, Lucy.
She's looking out the...
I'd like to know more about your son.
Certainly. Something was wrong, they said, with his hands. He couldn't write anymore. He couldn't do the work. I should take him out of school, they said. He was 11. Slowly he got worse. He'd call me and I'd come in, and he'd be sitting at his desk in a trance. 1 hour, 2 hours, then he'd be okay again. One day, I came home from work, found him in his bed. He kept saying, "Ma, Ma." His arm like this, reaching. "What do you want, Leonard?" He never spoke again. It was like he disappeared. Later, that year, I took him to Bainbridge. It was November 14th, 1939. He was 20 years old.
What did he do for those 9 years he was staying in this room, Mrs. Lowe?
He read. He loved to read. He read all the time.
Really?
Well, that's all he could do.
That's enough. Leonard? All right, Leonard. We're finished.
Nothing, 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 and nothing. Don't tell me. It's one of your statues.
Exactly.
How did I guess that?
Pass the salt.
What about this?
Maybe this. It's a strobe.
You're wrong. All of this before is the strobe. This is me saying his name to him. Excuse me.
What does that mean?
Come on, how many there? Come on! Hey, I just sent the ball! Hey, Doc, hold me the ball! Hold me the ball! Hold me the ball! Hey, I just sent the ball! Doc!
Is this all of them?
Yes.
We'll bring them in here with the others.
Excuse me. Patients have all been given their morning medication.
That's good.
Dr. Sarah was hoping you'd have some free time. You want to come with me, please? Yeah.
This is one of the most beautiful arias ever written. Watch them closely for any reactions.
Ishmael. Years ago, never mind how long precisely, having little or no money in my purse, and nothing in particular to interest me on shore.
Leonard, I know you can hear me. I want you to try and respond when I speak your name.
This is not just any music. It has to be the music that's right for them.
It's like they're only moved by music that moves them. I haven't found anything that moves Bert yet.
They'll sit there like that all day if I let them activate the first card.
Hell. Leonard. Hell.
Excuse me while I kiss this guy.
Frank,
mm-hmm.
You could just help me get him to his feet. There's something else that reaches him, Doctor.
What?
Human contact. You could just stand over there for a minute. He can't walk without me. If I let go of him, he'll fall. I'm not going to let you fall. But he'll walk with me anywhere. It's like the ball, only it's my will he's borrowing. The will of another human being.
Since you begin to move the pointer, I'll stop and you take over. Do you understand? All right, I'm beginning. Very good. No. Maybe I didn't make myself clear. My fault. Good. Yes.
You're spelling something else.
Through the bars has grown so weary that it can take in nothing more. For him, it is as though there were 1,000 bars, and behind the 1,000 bars, no world. As he paces in cramped circles, over and over, his powerful strides are like a ritual dance around a center where a great will stands paralyzed. At times, the curtains of the eye lift without a sound, and a shape enters, slips through the tightened silence of the shoulders, reaches the heart, and dies.
Have you heard of a drug called L-Dopa?
What?
Well, it's a synthetic dopamine.
Oh, yes, I did. For Parkinson's patients, yeah.
It's nothing else.
Sign the petition now. Thousands of young men are talking
Excuse me.
Your
oh, sorry.
Help us get out of this illegal war. Sign up now.
100 years would have to pass before modern neuropathology would even allow us to actually locate the damage in the Parkinsonian brain.
Yeah.
With our development of the drug L-Dopa, we can, for the first time, promise the Parkinsonian patient a more normal life by administering L2.
Thank you. Yes, I'm very curious about this drug, and I wonder if you've come across anyone who might have had...
Excuse me, Dr.
Sayer. I'm curious if you've come across any patients with encephalitis.
After I'm through, Dr. Sayer. If you wouldn't mind. Well, as I was saying, by administering L-Dopa.
Do you think a simple Parkinsonian tremor taken to its furthest extreme would appear as no tremor at all?
Are you talking to me?
Oh, yes.
Imagine that you accelerated a simple Parkinsonian hand tremor to the point of immobility. You'll be. So suppose there's a patient with all the Parkinsonian convulsions accelerated, the hand tremor, the head bobbing, ticking, quickening of speech.
Might they not all cave in on themselves and in effect turn a person into stone?
I don't know. Maybe.
Well, do you think L-Dopa would help this situation?
Doctor says, right? I'm just a chemist, Doctor. You're the physician. I'll leave it to you to do the damage.
Well, you know, Freud believed in miracles, prescribing cocaine like it was candy. And we all believed in the miracle of cortisone until our patients went psychotic on it. And now it's L-Dopa?
Well, with all due respect, I think it's rather too soon to say that.
Well, with all due respect, Doctor, I think it's rather way too soon to say that. Let the chemist do the damage, Doctor.
But I...
Dr. Kaufman?
Yeah.
Did you read this case? New drug lets shaking palsy patients eat jello.
Yes, I read them, Doctor. I read them all, dutifully, soberly. All 30 cases had Parkinson's, mild Parkinson's.
Your parties, Doctor, if that's what they are, haven't moved in decades.
Perhaps you should look at it again, sir.
Now, you know better than to make a leap like that. You want there to be a connection. That doesn't mean there is one.
What I believe, what I know, is these people are alive inside.
How do you know that, Doctor? Because they catch tennis balls?
I know it.
How many did you think I'd let you put on it?
All of them. Some. One.
One. The family's consent. Signed.
Leonard has Parkinson's disease?
No. Well, his symptoms are like Parkinson's, but then again, they're not.
Then what'll this medicine do for him?
I don't know what it'll do for him, if anything at all.
What do you think it'll do?
I'm not sure, because it was designed for a totally different disorder.
What do you hope it'll do?
I hope it'll bring him back from wherever he is.
For what?
For the world.
What's there here for him after all these years?
You. You're here. Milligrams, he showed no response.
Maybe the acid in the orange juice neutralized it.
Maybe he needs more.
Maybe he needs less.
I'll try it in milk. I'll call if there's any change.
Yes. Thank you.
Night, Sarah.
Good night.
quiet.
It's late. Everyone's asleep.
Oh. I'm not asleep.
No. You're awake. May I?
There's someone here to see you.
Pleasure to meet you.
Pleasure to meet you.
Ladies? Ladies.
Oh, now what I do.
Oh, my goodness. How do you do, sir? My name is Margaret.
Margaret.
Beth.
Anthony.
Anthony, how are you?
Great, man. How are you?
Great, too.
All right, man.
Now we gotta go back.
Did you meet him?
Didn't he look good?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's doing fine.
Well, I mean, he's starving, right? He was starving, right?
I don't think that I could deal with losing 30 years of my life, could you? I can't even imagine it.
Potatoes? Come on, Tia, try something else.
He does realize it, doesn't he?
I wouldn't go that far, eh?
Lennon, if you could turn this way, please. It's a camera called a Polaroid. Thank you. Take the picture in less than a minute. Amazing. Now, if we could try this. Splendid. That's wonderful. I'd like you to walk now to the end of the room. Good. Ready? Go.
Very good. Very good. And back now? That was very quick. Let me get some more film.
Up in the morning, it'll be the next morning. I promise.
Babe's got a silver moon sailing in the sky. Baby's fishing for the green. Fishing near and far. Sail, baby, sail. Out upon that sea. Only don't forget to sail back again to me. Baby's fishing for a dream. Fishing near and far, his line of silver moonbeam is his bait a silver star. Sail, baby, sail out upon that sea. Only don't forget to sail back again to me. Baby's boat, a silver moon, sailing in the sky. Baby's fishing for the green, fishing near.
You can pick any different type of music you want.
What's that?
Rock and roll.
Huh? Huh? Let me try with pleasure hand
to take you in the sun to
promised land.
Show you everyone in the light.
daddy?
Who's your daddy?
Is he rich? Is he rich like me? Has he taken any time?
To show
you what you need to live.
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you what
I really want to know.
Something just happened while you've been away. It's convulsion. I don't think this is wise, Leonard. Leonard, that's not waiting. That's swimming. Come on, Leonard. I don't know if the hospital's covered for this. Oh. Leonard.
Come on.
No, not
come on in.
Oh, come on. Leonard, the tide's coming in.
That's the periodic table of elements. I can date my introduction to science by that. It's wonderful, really. It's the universe at its essence. You see, you have your alkali metals, you have your halogens, your inert gases. Every element has its place in that order. You can't change that. They're secure, no matter what.
You're not married?
Me? No. I'm not very good with people. I never have been, Leonard. I like them. I wish I could say I had more than a rudimentary understanding of them. Maybe if they were less unpredictable.
Eleanor would disagree with you.
Eleanor?
Miss Costello.
Oh, of course. She's spoken to you about me? What did she say?
That you are a kind man, that you care very much for people.
I would like to put the rest of the group on the drug. Now, I realize this may be somewhat expensive.
When you say expensive, do you have any idea how much money you're talking about?
Yes, I talked to Ray. I have an estimate. The pharmacist says to put all the others on the same dosage as Mr. Lowe would be $12,000.
How much?
$12,000.
A month?
Yes.
I can't go before the board with that, Doctor.
I was thinking of speaking directly to the patrons.
The few patrons that this hospital has already give what they can, Doctor.
We'll have to convince them to give more than they're accustomed to giving. Perhaps if they see Mr. Lowe.
I think you overestimate the effect that Mr. Lowe has on people, Doctor. We're talking about money.
Rigidity of the axial musculature. This is a gross impairment of the postural reflexes, an autonomic dysfunction. It's a brainstem type of rigidity, a meningismus. What's most striking is the profound facial masking, or the affrontation, which we now know should not be confused with apathy or catatonia. Some things could reach him, though. The mention of his name, notes of a particular piece of music, or the touch of another human being. But these awakenings were rare and transient, lasting only a moment or two. The rest of the time he remained, as you see him here, in a metaphorical, if not physiological equivalent, of sleep or even death. This was his condition when first found by me in a remote bay of this hospital, and the quality of his life for the last 30 years. Now?
Whenever you're ready. My name is Leonard Laurel. It has been explained to me that I have been away for quite some time. I'm back. You see things a little different today.
Miriam!
Miriam!
Come on.
Look at that.
Miriam,
stop. Don't stop. Don't stop. Men.
Who's he?
I had the strangest dream.
I have to take blood pressure. I've been sitting for 25 years in this place.
Are you okay? I need some makeup.
Okay, I think we can take care of that.
And I need some dyes for my hair. Black.
Black?
Rose, are you sure?
Yes, it's always been black.
Doctor says something about fruit tree.
From the fruit tree.
You will.
I
want a steak. Rare. Mashed potatoes and gravy. String beans.
It was the way I was things, but nothing meant anything to me. There was no connection to me. War or two. This morning I went to the bathroom all by myself.
Do it.
I think I liked him better the other way.
Where'd he go? Rolando, can you speak to me? It's Miss Costello. Do you understand me?
Lucy? What year is it?
What year is it? '26, silly.
Oh, come on, Miriam. Be a sport. Don't touch, Miriam. Don't
get tired of that.
Come on, Miriam.
Three. Like crowds storming the Bastille, the mighty men storm their locker room shortly after 9 o'clock on their night to remember, and touched off one of the loudest, wildest, wettest victory celebrations in baseball history. Released from bondage and ridicule after 7 destitute seasons, they raised the...
Sydney?
Hi.
Are we going to go to the same site?
Well, I said, no. Everybody, stay together. Come on, bring them back. Everybody, stay together. Come on.
Bring Leonard.
Anthony, will you get Leonard?
It's all right.
I'm going to take the seat.
Oh, it's crowded.
I'll meet you down.
Go another
time. Leonard, over there. You can't be there, Leonard. The door won't close. Thank you.
First, stop jumping. Don't.
He's not the same kind of patient.
Yeah, but he's still a patient, Mom. You're not a patient.
I'm your mother.
Are there any other mothers going?
Wait a minute. Now, what have you done to your hair?
Yes, sir, that's a China.
I know it's a tire. I'm not an idiot. There's your bus.
That's
fine. You're speaking like an asshole. Oh, we'll take care of that first.
Are you ready, Leonard?
I just have nothing to go on. I'm going to stay here.
Why? What's wrong?
I'm okay. Just...
Wait.
Mom! Come on already.
I'm coming. All right? Leonard, are you sure? Are you all right?
I'm fine. I'll see you later. Have a good time.
We can...
Stop.
Have a good time.
I'm coming.
Bert!
Okay.
Bye, Bert. Bye, Bert.
Sit down. Fish
sticks,
please. Okay.
Hi. Meatloaf, please.
There you go.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Meatloaf.
Meatloaf, too.
Thank you.
Okay. Are you following me? Oh, I'm sorry. I was only kidding. I saw you upstairs just now.
Are you visiting someone?
No.
You work here?
I live here.
You're a patient?
That's a dollar, ain't it?
You don't look like a patient.
I don't?
I've always loved Carnegie, haven't you?
Doc, sir.
What is it, Anthony?
You choose this place. Why?
I always come here.
Why? I mean, don't get me wrong, Doc. It's a nice place. But after the first hour, it loses something.
Miss Costello, Anthony seems to think the group is bored.
They are.
Well, I thought about taking them to the Opera House.
The Opera?
Well, the Museum of Natural History?
Oh, no, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Just a lot of dead stuff things.
Yeah. Oh, well, where else is there?
Shifts at this diner. So sometimes before work, I'll come see my father. He used to go to all the games, so I like to read him the sports pages. Oh, I don't even know if he knows I visit him or not. My mother doesn't think so.
But you do.
Well, sometimes I think I see something. You know, I think I see a change. And for a moment, I see him like he was, you know, before the stroke. And then it's gone. I don't even know if I saw anything. Does that make any sense?
Yeah. Okay, my troops. That's the voice. Come on, Jenny, Bill,
Dion,
come on,
walk
down.
So why are you here?
Come on, hurry up.
I received medication.
For what?
Without it, I'm sort of like your father. But I'm okay now.
Good.
You made me love you. I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to do it. You made me love you. And all the time you knew it. I guess you always knew it. You make me happy. And sometimes you make me sad.
I really
there were times you make me always so glad. You make me cry. I didn't want to tell you. I didn't want to tell you. I want some love back. Yes, I do. Indeed, I do. Jimmy, 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 what I cry for. You know you got the friendly kisses that I die for. You know we made me love you.
Thank you.
And I was so sure that he was over easy with bacon, wheat toast, and black coffee.
that I automatically brought him his food without taking his order. You know what he said?
What?
He forgot the tomato.
Did you bring it to him?
No, we were out of them. That's why I didn't get it in the first place.
Yes. Yeah. Visiting hours from 3 to 6 every day. Good afternoon, Bainbridge Hospital.
Wow. It was really nice talking to you, Leonard.
It was nice talking to you, too.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Paula?
Yeah?
He knows. Your father. He knows you visited him.
Hospital. See ya. Dr. Horowitz
is in the same conference.
Well, I could interrupt. One moment, please. My girl is a wonderful
man. She's
my friend.
Hello.
My doctor is in the cat.
I want to show you the stone.
Miriam, I don't know how to tell you this, so I'm just going to say it. Your husband. He was granted a divorce from you in 1953.
Thank God. Oh, look at that. Pontiac Firebird 400 inch.
May I have your hand?
Take me away from this place.
Bob, right here.
Is it loose?
Guess your luck is changing. Very nice. Very nice.
How's it going?
How's it going?
Yeah, how do you feel?
Well, my parents are dead. My wife is in an institution. My son has disappeared out west somewhere. I feel old and I feel swindled. That's how I feel.
I stopped by the hobby shop. I got some more pencils. And, I got this. A small tea scraper.
Hi, Leonard.
Hi.
It's really nice. Leonard.
He never talked about girls before. Certainly never had anything to do with them. It's a bit ridiculous, all this girl business. Don't you think?
Well, he's a grown man, Mrs. Lowe.
You know what he said to me? I should take a vacation. I should go away for a few days and relax.
Well, I'm sure he meant you deserve a vacation, which you do.
I can't leave him alone in this place. He'd die without me. Girls.
Hello.
Hello? Dr. Sayer? Dr. Sayer, I've got to talk to you.
Leonard?
Yes. I think it's important. I think it's important some things were said. I've just got to talk to you.
What kind of things?
Well, things that matter, things that have happened to me, things that I've come to understand, things. Where are you calling from, Leonard? Your office. It's very late.
Is it?
Leonard.
You stay there. I'll be right over.
Good.
Leonard?
Lenny.
Dr. Sayer. Sit down. Sit down.
Why? What's wrong?
We've got to tell everybody. We've got to remind them. We've got to remind them how good it is.
How good what is, Leonard?
Read the newspaper. What's it say? All bad. It's all bad. People have forgotten what life is all about. They've forgotten what it is to be alive. They need to be reminded. They need to be reminded about what they have and what they can lose. And what I feel is the joy of life, the gift of life, the freedom of life, the wonderment of life.
But he kept saying that people don't appreciate the simple things. Work, play, friendship.
Family, yes.
He was so excited, he talked till 5 o'clock in the morning.
I don't know whether this is liberation, mania, or love.
Yes, I...
What he's saying is absolutely right, though.
We don't really know how to live.
But it's 5 in the morning.
Wahida.
How are you?
I'm fine.
Very good.
Mr. Malone? Are you all right?
Yeah.
What is it that you want now, Mr. Lowe?
The simplest thing.
And it is?
To have the choice to go for a walk if I want to, like any normal person.
You are free to go for a walk.
I am. Alone.
What difference would that make?
Look, I'm not a criminal. I've committed no crime. I'm not a danger to myself or to others, and yet I'm still not allowed to go for a walk on my own by myself. You didn't wake a thing, you woke a person. And a person.
Mr. Lowe, are you at all aware of the unconscious hostility you're exhibiting toward us right now?
How could I be aware of it if it's unconscious?
Nora, please. I'm curious, what would you do if you went out?
I'd go for a walk. I'd look at things. I'd talk to people. I would decide if I want to go in this direction or that direction or straight ahead. I would do all the things that you people take for granted.
And that's it?
That's it.
All right, then. We'll certainly take this into consideration and we'll let you know.
Thank you.
Thank you. Dr. Sayer.
Are you all right?
Yeah, I was aware of that. It was nothing. I was nervous. What'd they say?
They said there was insufficient data at this time. That continued observation was necessary for a complete diagnosis. They said it's a different world out there, and you may not be prepared for it, and they couldn't be held responsible for what might happen to you. They said no.
What did you say?
You don't have to listen to me, Leonard.
Do you agree with them?
Yes. Leonard, I don't think we're out of the woods yet. I'm not sure that this is nothing. It's an experimental drug, and we need time to evaluate things before we can...
Bye.
Leonard? Leonard?
Leonard? Where are you going?
For a walk.
Leonard?
Leonard?
This is Dr. Sayer.
Ms. Cortez, please call the pharmacy. Ms. Cortez, call the pharmacy, please.
So, where are you going?
I'm going outside.
No, not today. The patient's not allowed beyond this point.
I'm just going out for a walk.
No. Sorry.
Don't make it hard on yourself.
Trouble before. He was quiet and polite and respectful. He never demanded anything. He was never disobedient.
Because he was catatonic, Mrs. Lowe.
I'm speaking of when he was a boy.
I'm sorry.
I don't know who that is up there. I don't think he knows.
You've turned Leonard into something he's not.
It's not us that's defective, it's them. We're not in crisis. They are. They are. We have been through the work and survived. They haven't. They fear it. They fear it. They know. They know. We remind them. We remind them that there's a... That there's a problem that they don't have an answer to. And they'll never be healers until they realize this, until they start to see the problem, until they start to admit that there is a problem, and that the problem isn't us. We're not the problem. It's them. They're the problem.
He's lived for 30 years without the ability to release anger.
As have the others.
I happen to think his behavior is more natural than the others.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
And his text and his paranoia, you think these are signs of normal behavior?
But because he's in that place.
Oh, is that it?
Yes. We wake him up and then we lock him up in a cage. That's not paranoia. That's a fact.
The fact is, Doctor, that I've got 20 psychotics up there refusing to eat. Now, they have no idea why they're refusing to eat. How long do you think I should let that go on?
He knows why. He wants out.
Dr. Sayer, Mr. Lowe is not the messiah of Ward 5. He's a man in trouble. He wasn't resurrected. He was administered a drug by you, a drug that has fallen short of its somewhat miraculous reputation.
The others are fine. They show no signs.
He's been on it longer, Doctor. Now, I sympathize with him. I've tried to accommodate him. But I will not let him endanger the health of the rest of the patients in this hospital.
Come with your way for me out there, please. Okay. Thank you. Excuse me. Excuse me.
We can't allow it.
He's all right. He's all right. How are you today?
I'm all right. How are you?
Never better.
What's the purpose of these gentlemen?
These gentlemen? Protect me. I wish I didn't need them.
Someone's trying to hurt you? Who?
Who? That's the thing, isn't it? Who? One never knows. Someone I least expect, I expect. Look at history.
Leonard, every patient on this ward thinks there's a plot against him.
Yeah, well, they're mistaken. They're crazy.
You've gotten worse. The drug's not working. All these things you're experiencing are the side effects of that, and they're making you behave this way.
I appreciate you coming to see me, but I have things to do.
Leonard,
please, look at yourself.
Now, look at yourself.
I have sickness. Sickness took me out of the world, and I fought to come back. I fought for 30 years. 30 years. And I'm still fighting. But you
have me.
No excuse.
Nothing to do with me.
You have no excuse. You're just a scared and lonely man with nothing. No life, nothing. You're the one to sleep.
Your medicine could be taken away. They can do that.
You could wake up in the morning and it won't be there. Leonard. Get away from me!
I'm all right. Thank you. I just felt fine.
To the drug. He has acquired some tics, but he's not as concerned with his appearance as the effect it may have upon the other patients. Now, we'll be working with his dosage. He's aware of this, and he's prepared for any effects, but he wants the others to be prepared as well. Now, you've got to help me with this.
Yes, doctor. Okay.
Hey, Lance.
Welcome back.
Thanks.
Hello, Leonard. How are you doing, Leonard? How are you feeling? You all right?
Hey, it's too well to see you, Leonard. It's just... Yeah, got some quiet around here.
Yeah, we're waiting for you.
Just as long as my life.
What if he's just had enough of it?
Well, it's just a matter of time for all of us.
Yeah.
There's no medical reason to think that what's happening to Leonard will happen to you.
Why not?
Well, you're all individuals. And you're well. Aren't you?
Comes love, oh, sweet song.
That was lovely, Lucy. I learned that song a long, long time ago. I know what year it is. I just can't imagine being older than 22. I've no experience at it. I know it's not 1926. I just need it to be.
Scared.
Well, I should be. Can you stop this?
I'm not sure, but I'm trying.
Don't give up on me.
Come on. I'm all right, and then everything stops.
Yes, I got a postcard from my son.
There's no warning. It's like a light switch going off. It happens that fast. Something has to happen to bring me back. A sound or a touch. And then I can move again. I'm okay again. Thanks. It's not that it feels bad. It's just that it's nothing. I feel nothing. It's like I'm dead. Nothing. Nothing. Just to be like I'm not a person anymore. Just a collection of ticks. Not that I mind them necessarily. Sometimes they make life kind of interesting. Though I'm not sure who's in control, me or them, what I do mind is knowing that they shouldn't be there.
Five. Just a little more.
Okay, fine. Feels good while I'm working. I feel good here. Look like this comes along well.
I'd love to see it.
See you soon.
That's all right. Some other time.
What's
happening?
You're having an ocular gyric crisis.
Oh,
get the camera.
Learn. 6:25. All right, 6:25.
6:75.
Just 6:7.
Yes. 6:75.
Okay.
I can't read anymore.
I can't keep my eyes in one place. I keep going back to the beginning. I've let everybody down.
No.
I have.
I've let you down. No, you have not.
I have. I'm grotesque.
You are not. It's not true, and I won't listen to you talk.
I'm grotesque. I am. Look at me. Look at me. Tell me I'm not. Tell me I'm not.
You're not.
No, this is me. This is me.
When my son was born healthy, I never asked why. Why was I so lucky? What did I do to deserve this perfect child, this perfect life? But when he got sick, you can bet I asked why. I demanded to know why. Why was this happening? There was nothing I could do about it. No one I could go to and say, stop this. Please, stop this. Can't you see my son is in pain? My son is in pain. Please, stop this.
He's fighting, Mrs. Lowe.
He's losing.
I worked. Had friends over, went dancing. That's about it, not much.
That's great. You know, I've never done any of those things.
You will.
You'll never let me out of this place. And they shouldn't. See, I'm still not well. As you can see. I feel well when I see you.
Thank you.
name is Leonard Lowe. It has been explained to me that I have been away for quite some time. I'm back.
Glad to be back.
I thought it was a dream at first.
Made you realize it wasn't a dream?
When I spoke and you understood me.
You told him I was a kind man. How kind is it to give life, only to take it away again?
It's given and taken away from all of us.
Why doesn't that come from me?
Because you are a kind man. Because he's your friend.
The summer was extraordinary. It was a season of rebirth and innocence, a miracle. 15 patients, and for us, the caretakers. But now we have to adjust to the realities of miracles. We can hide behind the veil of science and say it was the drug that failed, or that the illness itself had returned, or that the patients were unable to cope, losing decades of their lives. The reality is, we don't know what went wrong any more than we know what went right. What we do know is, as the chemical window closed, another awakening took place. That the human spirit is more powerful than any drug. And that is what needs to be nourished. Work, play, friendship, family. These are the things that matter. This is what we've forgotten. The simplest things.
Good night.
I was wondering,
What are you doing tonight? If you have other plans, I...
No,
Because I was wondering... You have no plans?
No, I've no...
Because I was wondering if you... We... Or you and I, could, if we could, go for a cup of coffee.
Yes. I'd love to. Car's over here.
What do you say we just walk?
Okay.
Let's begin.